The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Real talk. Right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to you.
Can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
What are you? Are you sipping on anything tonight?
I made a little Aperol spritz.
Oh, good. Now, are you, that's your, okay, I know spicy meat margaritas are your drink.
Yes.
They truly are.
Right.
But if you were to have a second drink.
If there's a spicy margarita on the menu and an Aperol spritz, if they make fresh squeezed, like if they don't use margarita mix, then I'm 10 out of 10 times ordering the spicy margarita first. Right. If they use margarita mix and it's not fresh, then I'm going Aperol spritz. If there's Aperol spritz on the menu and anything else but no margarita, then I'm going Aperol spritz. The only time I hesitate is usually an espresso martini, but that's got to be like a daytime situation because me and caffeine keeps me up all night.
Yeah.
And so I might start with an espresso martini, but then I roll into an Aperol spritz because they are just easy drinking. And I cannot believe that people don't like them because they are so good.
Surprisingly polarizing.
I know.
I've ordered Aperol spritzes before and I can't even remember who, but there'll be like comments made sometimes.
We'll be like, oh, you like those?
Yeah. You like those? But they do taste delicious.
I love them.
Yeah. I think I'm somewhat of a boring person when it comes to my drinks. Well, not boring, but champagne
is your go-to.
For me, is my go-to. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, champagne is hard to beat. What happened here, I had a lunch meeting today and I picked the place. They said I could pick the place. And I picked the place because they have this, it's called, what do they call it? Like a new Italian spritz. So it's like their twist on the Aperol, but I really like it. I think they add something lemony to it and it's very fresh and I like it. And then my friend Lindsay came over tonight because she came to this lunch. It was like a business meeting. But she came to this lunch and then I had to come back. She had to go do some stuff and I had to come back to record. And so then she came over after because we didn't get any time to catch up. Lindsay's, you know, one of my friends. We didn't get any time to catch up. So she brought champagne over and it wasn't great. Oh. Have you seen the label that has Do Epic Shit and it's like sparkly?
Yeah.
So it's a really great label. So she bought it for that, but it's not great. And then I was like, well, here, let me open my Aveline. I love Aveline wines.
Yes.
I don't think they're champagne or Prosecco or sparkling, whatever. It's not that great. So I was like, I have not been disappointed by any of their wines, but the sparkling leaves a little something to be desired. And so I said, rather than drinking this straight, I'm going to make a little spritzeroni. I'm going to keep the spritzes rolling.
Smart.
And so here I am.
Spritzing. Okay. Can you tell me what this lunch meeting was about?
Mm.
If you had a friend come to it?
Yes. So Lindsay works in obesity medicine. She's worked in that for like 10 years. And someone that I used to work with at Body joined a new company and it's not launched yet. And so they kind of wanted to pick my brain about affiliate, like working with influencers, affiliate opportunities. And then they wanted to pick, well, I don't know if they necessarily wanted to pick Lindsay's brain, but I wanted her to meet them. And then when I told them like, hey, can my friend Lindsay come? And I said, she works in this industry, whatever. And I said, where does she work? I said the name and She was like, oh my God, are you serious? She was like, I'm obsessed with that company. Yes, she can come. I might fangirl a little. So like the company she works at is, I guess, well known in this space. So they did end up picking her brain. And it was just really cool because it has me excited about partnering with them, but also connecting. Like I think Lindsay and this other friend will hit it off. And so I also wanted them to introduce, I mean, two females, right?
Yeah, but like, get acquainted.
I wanted them to know each other. And so it just feels like we're at the very beginning of stages of things, but it felt exciting.
Very fun.
And so I love that.
Mm-hmm. Very fun. Very cool.
Yeah. And then,
are there a lot of body people who are spinning off because of all the change? Like, that's been happening for a long time.
Yes. She actually was on corporate side of body. She was not a coach. And I loved her when we worked at body together, but it was not one of those things. And she has even said, she was like, I never knew when I was there, like how people felt, like if they saw me as their friend or if they saw me as like a coworker, because she's like mentor, you know, she would like mentor people. But I went to Disney with her and I said, girl, cut from the same cloth here. We are. So I always really loved her. Yeah. But I also think as I started putting a little bit more distance between myself and body, she didn't really know how to, I don't know. She was still very much like focusing. I mean, she was working, right? And so we just kind of like stayed in touch, but she lives in Phoenix. She lives in Scottsdale. And we just never got together until recently.
And now look. Who knows? That is why you just stay connected to good people, even if it's loose connections, because you never know where your roads will take you.
Right.
In life. Yeah.
Yes. And even if it's not me in this, I feel like that.
Yeah.
Like connecting those two is really good.
Yeah.
I don't know. They have a lot in common. They're both very fun. And then also they're in the same business now. Like working in the same industry, which is cool. So yeah, exactly. You never know. Did we talk about what you're drinking?
No, I am drinking a Moody Pinot Noir.
Why do you call it Moody? What does that mean?
It feels like
it's got shit to say.
Yeah, it feels big.
Okay, bold. Yes,
big and bold. It feels earthy in a way, but not bad. I mean, I'm terrible at describing wine, but to me,
oh my god.
This one takes you on a journey. Like it has a real.
We were watching The Office the other day and he was like, Michael Scott, he was at a wedding. He's like, oh yes, I love something. I don't remember exactly the words, right? But he's like, I love wine. This one's a white. <laughs> It's so funny. But it's like, as you're describing it, you know, it's very like big, earthy, better than Michael Scott. Cause he would have said, this one's a red, you know?
Yeah, one of the things. It was like corporate advice I got forever ago because people get really into things, wine being one of those things. And then it's like, if you think someone knows more than you about wine, they probably do. And then just let them talk. Like instead of trying to keep up, you just get curious about where they've been, whatever, you know?
Right. Instead of making yourself look like a fool.
Ever be the person who knows the ins and outs about wine. But I do have enough of a palate where I will taste something and like it or not, which is actually a thing. Like there's specific things that I do like. Yeah.
But I also don't feel like I have a palate where I know if I like it or I don't, but it's not necessarily equivalent to the value of a bottle.
Totally. But
so I don't appreciate necessarily.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like my tongue will tell me.
Your own journey. Yes.
Yes. But I don't have the like if it's a $200 bottle of wine, a sommelier probably knows what went into that, how long it cooked in the bottle or fermented or whatever the word it, right? How long it was like there and what went in, blah, 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 blah. But so they would probably appreciate it more, or they would know enough to be like, oh, this needs to open up or this needs to whatever.
So I Googled. How to describe a moody wine.
Oh.
And in case anybody else is wondering, we should have a sommelier on. Actually, I don't think that's a good idea because that will put me to sleep.
That's the thing. If we know a sommelier that's very fun.
We need wine 101.
Yes. But also it's not that cool. That won't be that cool to listen to. What we need to do when we have a retreat.
Yeah.
Finally, when we finally freaking do a retreat, we need to do a wine tasting at the retreat.
Yeah.
And have someone run us through it or something.
Or like maneuvers of just easy ways to remember kind of the basics or something.
Right. Yeah.
But here's what the AI overview. I love the AI overview stuff in Google now.
Yeah.
To describe Moody Wine, you could use terms that suggest complexity, depth of flavor with potentially contrasting elements, like layered, intriguing, unpredictable. Okay. With hints of spice, dark fruit, earthy notes. I did say earthy. Or perhaps a touch of acidity or tannin that creates a lingering finish. Okay.
Okay.
Flavor profile. Mention a mix of both familiar and unexpected flavors like berries with a hint of smoke. Texture. Describe the mouthfeel as full-bodied with a slightly ruffy or grippy texture.
Ruffy.
Aroma. Highlight complex aromas that might change as the wine opens up, like leather, tobacco. Overall impression. Use words like mysterious, intriguing, brooding, or involving. I like brooding.
Brooding. Yeah.
So then here's an example description. This red wine has a moody character with dark plum notes intertwined with a hint of spicy pepper, a velvety texture that gives way to a lingering earthy finish.
Wow. That's very sexy the way that they said that you could say that.
Oh, yeah.
Very. So it just rolls off the tongue. It sounds. Yeah.
And that's never going to come out of my mouth in real time.
Mm-mm. No.
You know, it's like, oh, what do I like about it?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
We have a couple hangovers.
Okay.
This comes from Lauren. It's a Halloween candy hangover, which, by the way, do you still have Halloween candy in your house?
John dumped it and I almost went dumpster diving. I'm not kidding. He was like, hey, can I get rid of the candy? And I said, yeah, because I was eating it every. Mm-hmm. And then that night was the election.
Oh.
And so I was like, I could really use something right now. Mm-hmm. You know, a little something.
Yes, take the edge off.
Yeah.
We still have so much. Because we overbought for
trick-or-treaters. We always do. Yeah. Because that's the worst. You can't run out of candy.
No.
It's better to have leftover.
And then I think the commitment level for the trick-or-treaters, we still got a lot of volume, but it was dumping rain, remember? And wind and like our umbrellas were flipping inside out.
Yeah.
So the volume level is just going to be lighter. There were kids who went out but just didn't stay out, right?
No, they
can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to account for that. But anyway, we have a whole bunch left over and it's all good stuff.
Mm.
I'm talking like peanut M&Ms. We got Snickers are popular for a reason. We got like the sour stuff too.
Right.
Licorice. Like we got Skittles, all the good Reese's. We have it all.
Okay.
And it's not going anywhere. And it probably should.
Well, that's the thing is John was like, it's like if we worked in an office, we would take it somewhere. Last year, my nail girl was like, do you have any extra candy? You can bring it for me. But I only get my toes done every 5 weeks or whatever. So I just had seen her. So like, where do you take it? You know, you're in the same boat. Your guys aren't going into offices.
I need to get my toes done. He needs to take it
up to the cabin because you guys give chocolate away. You need to just put the cabin up there.
Little Halloween.
Do a little Halloween bowl for people.
Trick-or-treating all Christmas season.
Right.
All right. So Lauren, subject, Halloween candy hangover. Okay. So I love the fruit Tootsie Rolls too. Oh, remember because we were talking about how amazing they are.
They're the best.
That was so light. I don't think we got any of those in the kids'. No one was giving them out this year. Next year, that's all
they're
I'm gonna
get underrated
out.
For sure.
They're top two. They're top five.
Top five.
All right.
Easy.
She said, I thought I was alone on this one. You mentioned on an episode that they would be your top pick for fruit candy, but you guys have got to try the sour ones. What? She said, the packaging looks different in stores, but if you love sour, they are the absolute best. Whoa.
Wait, I just Googled
sour fruit Tootsie Rolls. They have them. You see them?
I Googled sour Tootsie Rolls and I do see them. Problem is I don't see them at a place I'm going to buy them because one is $15. Amazon is $15.
But how many do you get?
2 pounds, 134 pieces. I don't need that.
But just
what I need is like one bag.
Bring them to Vancouver.
Oh my God. Like I'm packing 2 pounds of Tootsie Rolls to Vancouver.
I will all buy them.
Yeah, you're driving. You buy them. I'm not checking the bag.
That's what I just said. That's what I just said.
You do it.
I literally just said I'm going to buy them.
Right.
I will buy them.
Do it. Sour. I see it on Amazon here.
I'll buy them. And then you can take a little goodie bag home.
Sour. Yeah, I'll take a little bit home. Okay. They got, blue raspberry, orange, watermelon. Yeah, there's a variety. Do you need me to send you this link?
Sour. Here. Tootsie.
I don't know if this is the best one. There might be a another option, but I just sent you a link. I'm seeing lemon, watermelon, blue raspberry, orange. Is that it?
Okay, I see a candy sour Tootsie Roll fruit chews, 1 pound for $10. I'll just get that.
Yep. Get that one.
Oh,
2 pounds.
Hell yeah. 2 pounds for 15?
Right.
Should I do that?
Well, I don't know. It's a way better deal, but we don't need that much candy.
But there's a lot of people that are going to be there at the thing.
There are a lot of people, but do we know if everyone likes them?
Who cares?
I don't know.
They will.
Who cares? We'll force them down their throat.
2 pounds. Is that crazy?
Is this from Daunty Taunty? Why does this say Daunty Taunty?
It does say Daunty Taunty.
I mean, is that an off-brand? This is off-brand.
No, but it says Tootsie Roll.
It does say Tootsie.
And then
what
if I
go to the fruit? Oh, this does say Tootsie. On the thing, it says Tootsie.
But it's
on
a Daunty Taunty.
But Daunty Taunty is selling them. Okay. Well, I just want to quickly, because I don't want you to not buy them. I definitely want them. But my very favorite of the fruity ones are the vanilla.
Mm.
And we're not getting the vanilla here. That's okay. We're getting blue raspberry instead. And we're getting watermelon, which I like.
Well, why don't I just get a pound of sour? And then we can also get the regulars.
A pound of the regs.
Right?
Right.
Okay. That's in my twice cart, so it'll remember. And then I'll get the regulars as well. So
what's your favorite one? Do you like vanilla?
I like the red ones.
Oh, cherry.
Yeah.
I think cherry's your... Okay. You'll like the sour then because they have two regs. They have watermelon.
I like the lime as well.
Mm-hmm. The green. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Wow. Okay.
I also love vanilla. Lauren, this is solid. She says, love you both. I've been listening from the beginning way back when. Adore your banter with each other. Each of your own wittiness complements the other so well. Your adoration for each other is friend goals for sure. Thanks for being you. Hope you love the treats. I hope to hear what you guys think of them. Maybe they will make your Amazon faves. Tons of love, Lauren.
Okay. Tons of love.
Rules.
She does rule.
There was also a lot of you who were looking out for me when I was talking about how I bought Lululemon pants that were too long.
Yes.
Full disclosure, I don't shop Lululemon that often because it's you know?
Yeah. It's
pricey.
It's a price
good
situation.
Stuff, but it's like not where I'm going. It's not the go-to all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a treat.
Right.
It's a treat to go get a couple things. So I did not know this, but a lot of you know this, and I'm glad that you are helping me out. There's emails, there's Instagram messages. Lulu will hem items for free. That's a nice service.
That's like Nordstrom. That's why you pay premium, you know,
because
you're getting that extra stuff.
Isn't that nice?
That is a nice, little that's a nice feature.
Addition, and they'll do fixes. Lulu. So it's, you can be a member for free, a Lululemon membership. You can get your gear hemmed for free in stores, no receipts needed. And someone sent me this screenshot. They also offer minor repairs like holes and zippers, et cetera.
Oh, wow.
Pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a company that takes their clothes seriously.
They do.
Like we want this, we want the fit to be right for you. And we're going to make sure that that's nice.
It is nice. However, they fucked us all when they labeled them like 0, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and none of them correspond to any of the other sizes that anyone, like a 4 in Lululemon is not a 4 in, not even close.
Oh.
No. Have you not noticed
Canadian
that?
Canadian or something?
I don't know what it is, but this, so like you can't go, you don't know, you got to try on the pants to see what size you'll be because it's not, I think I wear like a 12 in Lululemon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They are not corresponding at all.
They live in
their
own planet.
So they just, you know.
I just went in, I tried everything on, but I like grabbed sizes that was like, whatever. It was like a 14 here, a 12 here, a 10 here.
Yeah.
And I just tried stuff on. I didn't really, and it was all over the map for me, but that makes a lot of sense of why.
Yeah, because their sizes, they're crazy.
Yeah,
interesting. So I don't know what the conversion is. But do you remember when I feel like they first came on the market? And maybe it's just because when I first heard about them, I don't know how long Lululemon's been around, but I feel like it was in college and we were broke, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was like post-college. And I'm like, oh, but they were like the only luxury athletic company that was like doing that.
Yeah.
I feel like. And now dime a dozen. There's so many expensive athletic companies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all I really wear. So now I spend, because I'm like, I don't want my stuff to pill.
Yep.
I want it to last. I want it to be squat proof. I don't want people to see anything when I'm bending, you know?
Yep.
So I feel like you kind of get what you pay for. A little bit Lululemon, though, you get that you're paying for the name brand.
Totally.
For sure.
Totally.
So I don't ever shop Lulu. I always shop Amazon. And they say, it's exact dupes. All right.
All right. Well, let me be the judge of that.
I'll be the judge of that. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy season is here, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible handpicked gifts for everyone on your list all in one spot. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and it's exactly what I wanted feeling. I was just sharing over on Patreon, our Friday episodes over there, that I was starting to feel the need mm-hmm. to like really map out all of the things that I want to get for people and like where I want to go. There is no doubt in my mind that Uncommon Goods is going to be on my list of places that I'm going to shop. Their gifts are so unique. They spark so much joy, wonder, and delight. And I love that I can go on there and they have stuff from all around the world. It's original, handmade stuff, absolutely remarkable things. I love how you can go in and filter by like, who am I buying for? Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they're going to have the perfect gift for really every single person that you know. I've bought all kinds of unique things on there. And truthfully, I go on and I buy some things for myself too. Full disclosure, was just shopping on there the other night and had some earrings and some ornaments sent to myself. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. They have the most meaningful, out-of-the-ordinary gifts anywhere. They even have gifts you can personalize, from holiday host and hostess gifts. That's a great idea to like mm-hmm. think about what parties am I going to go to,
right, and
get a
them something.
Couple little things that are going to delight the hostesses, to the coolest finds for kids, to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, not the same old sections you can just find anywhere. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. That's really cool.
It is. Yeah, it's amazing.
I love that.
To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/sip. That's uncommongoods.com/sip for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Okay, I've got a couple games.
Hell yeah.
Let me tell you, there's three of them that you can choose from, okay? One of them is I'll say a category and then we say, how many can you name? So if it was like cereals and you would say like, I could name three and we have a minute. We have a minute to name, right? So I can name three and I'll say, I name five. You say seven.
So you're
you
like
say, whatever,
calling your shot.
Right. You go. Yeah. You, yes. And then we, one of us gets to a point where we're like, okay, bet. And then you go, right? So you have 60 seconds to name all and see if you can get it. Okay. That's one. I've got another one and I want to buy the game, but it's called First to Worst. I don't have the game. I bought it, but it's like, it's not going to be here till Saturday, but I thought I could bring it now because I chat GPT'd it and it's called, I'll give you five things and then you have to put them in order of things that you like best to worst. And then I have to try to guess it. I have to then try to put it in that same order
that you think I would choose.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know what the scoring is on that. I'm sure there's like, if I get this right, whatever, a certain number of points, but we're just seeing how close we, like we're
sure.
doing that.
Yes.
And then the third one is, are you smarter than a fifth grader? And I have 10 questions.
Oh God. That's just embarrassing. Cause I feel like though, I mean, I'm down for that. I feel like we should do a mix. I feel like we should do a couple of
We have time for two probably at least, first, right? Two games.
Let's go the first one first where we're calling our shot and trying to guess. Mm-hmm. That seems hilarious. And then let's do a couple Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Graders?
Okay. Do the category one first?
Yeah.
Okay. So I asked ChatGPT, I said, give me five categories, like cereal brands, car models, NFL players, whatever. It suggested, and we can come up with any category we want. It said TV show genres. I feel like genres is dumb. I think we should just do TV shows.
Okay.
TV shows, fruits, famous landmarks, which I think could be challenging, musical instruments, and types of dogs. Those are the ones that it came. What one should we do?
Now, we're in this together.
I think we should do types of dogs because I feel like we both have knowledge in that arena.
I would choose, I could go dogs.
Or what was the other one that you wanted?
Musical instruments.
You'd be better at that than me. Yeah.
I could also, I think the famous landscape or the famous landmarks one
would not be good at that.
I mean, you know, Eiffel Tower, Statue of Liberty.
Like right.
That kind of stuff. Okay.
That's it.
I don't feel like dogs are necessarily my forte, but I have enough that I feel like we should do this.
Okay. Okay. So how many dogs can you name in a minute?
And we're trying to determine both of us again?
No. You say, I can name 10 dogs in a minute.
Okay.
And I say, I could name 13.
Okay.
And then you say, whatever. And then at one point, one of us is going to say, all right, I can't go higher than that.
Yeah. Okay. In a minute, I think I could name 12.
I could name 15.
Okay. I could name 16.
I can name 17 dogs in a minute.
Okay. Let's see you do that. And now you have a timer? To do it.
Yeah. Do you have a timer?
Hold on.
I have my timer, but should I do it? Do you
I'll do the time.
I mean, should I do everything around here or do you want to pull your timer up?
Okay, I'm going to set the timer and then I'm going to do a tally for every dog you name.
Right.
And you're on the hook for naming 17.
I have to name 17 or you win.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Labrador, Retriever, Golden Doodle, Poodle, Frenchie, Bulldog, Greyhound, Great Dane.
Jeez.
Maltese, Cocker Spaniel, Border Collie, German Shepherd, Doberman.
What the hell?
Rottweiler.
Stop. Okay.
Springer Spaniel, King Charles Spaniel. Have I hit my 17 yet?
Keep going.
Rhodesian Ridgeback.
What the hell? No. You did not just whip out Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Yes, I did. Our friend has one.
Rhodesian Ridgeback.
God damn it. How many am I at? How much time do I have left?
You're 18.
Oh, okay, great. Well, then I win.
But I just wanted to see how many you could do.
Who has it? Zuzana has a Rhodesian Ridgeback.
What the hell?
Bruno. I know. No, that's actually not even a Rhodesian Ridgeback. What does she have? She has that little, it's like a pointer. Is it a Rhodesian Ridgeback? Anyway, yes, I know the Rhodesian Ridgeback because they have that little Ridgeback.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, so why don't we choose one that you...
Should I just see how many dogs I can name in a minute?
Well, no, because I just named a whole bunch.
Okay. Do you want me to do musical instruments?
Sure, we can do that.
Do the thing. You want to do the pump?
Well, no, we got to do the thing. We got to go. What do you want me to say? You can name. You want me to say name 17 musical instruments and just see? No, I think we should go back and forth. Okay. She's trying to rewrite the rules of the game that I just made up. I just made this up, Colleen. And now you want to remake it up?
You made this game up?
No. But I mean, I don't know what I'm doing, so I kind of did. I saw it on social media. And I said, well, let's try it. But I don't know.
Do you want to do landmarks?
I think that'll be very challenging. But yeah.
Jerry, do you want to do instruments? What was the first one?
The first one was TV shows.
That'll be hard for me, I feel like.
No, it won't.
Okay. Do you want to do TV shows?
You could name a million TV shows. The hard part is getting in a minute.
Seriously?
Yeah. Okay. I think you can name TV shows. What the heck?
I don't feel like I stream most things.
Fruit? Well, yeah, but that's it. What do you mean you stream most things? You're still watching a show.
That's not a TV show. That's like a movie or streaming feels like not
no,
TV.
No, you bring shows like, all of the time.
I'm not thinking about like Breaking Bad. I wouldn't put as like a... Is it
Why
like
wouldn't
TV
you do that? That's
I'm
a
thinking
TV
like
show.
Commercial shows like...
Like Friends or Cheers.
Good Morning
no,
America,
all of those count. Any TV show that ever...
Yeah, we'd say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I was like, what are you doing? Is your brain not working? What's happening? And I thought, well, that could be true because you got a lot going on.
No, I could go nuts on TV shows.
You could go nuts on TV shows.
If we're including movies and streaming shows and series.
We could do anything. We could do musicians, pop artists, but I just had ChatGPT.
No, we're working with the ones that you said.
What they've given us. Yeah.
Okay. Fruits.
Yep. Fruits, TV shows, famous landmarks, musical instruments.
I picked this last one, dog. So I feel like you should pick that.
You did?
Didn't I?
Bullied you into it. But okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, let's do famous landmarks just to see. Because I actually would rather do TV shows or fruit because I don't know landmarks. I'm going to crash and burn on that.
I don't feel like I know a ton of landmarks either, but let's just see what happens.
Okay, do it. So how many can you do?
Do you want to try and do it as a team effort?
No. I'll say I can name 6 landmarks in a minute.
Okay, I think I can name 10.
I could name 11.
Do you want to do that?
No. Could you name 12?
Okay, let's just see if I can name 12.
Okay, here we go. Colleen's gonna name, 12. Hold on, let me get my little timer set up here. And I'll tally. You could do 12. Ready? Go.
Okay. The Statue of Liberty, mm-hmm. the Washington Monument, the mm-hmm. White House. Mm. I feel like at the Edgar Allan Poe Museum in Florida, I feel like is a monument.
Wow. Okay.
National parks. I'll just put all those in there, like Death Valley and Yellowstone. Those are all like places and things.
That's not a is that a monument?
Grand okay. Canyon. I don't know. Maybe not a monument.
I don't think those
what
are
monuments. What about the mountain?
You
the
already,
presidential
you said
mountain?
One.
No,
yeah,
the mountains.
Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore.
But you said another one. In France.
Well, I said the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, but you didn't say it in this round.
The Eiffel Tower.
Yep.
The Taj Mahal.
There we go.
Is that enough?
Nope. You're at 8.
Oh. God, what's it in Paris? The Cirque de l'Elysée or something? That thing? What were the ruins that I saw in Cambodia? They're like, well, monument. Think big. Shit. Am I at a minute?
That was a tough one. Monuments. It said Eiffel Tower, Great Wall of China, Machu Picchu, Statue of Liberty, Pyramids of Giza.
Angkor Wat was what I was going to say, the Cambodia ruins that I saw. I was on that.
You were on that.
I did say Taj Mahal. Oh, the Golden Gate Bridge counts. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Empire State mm-hmm. Building, the Liberty Bell, the Gateway Arch. I've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Is the St. Louis Arch, is that the Gateway Arch? Is that the same thing as
the
St. Louis Arch?
Oh, the Brazil, the Christ, the Redeemer.
Oh, Christ the Redeemer, yeah.
Stonehenge. Chris has seen that. Do you know that? The Sydney Opera House, I've seen that. Lincoln Memorial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have even thought of the Sydney Opera House, but absolutely.
The Colosseum. That was kind of fun. The
that was Acropolis. A tough one.
It was tough. I feel proud of what I get. 8 or 9?
You got 8, but I mean, if is national, Google is national,
no,
are national
not.
Parks a month? Yeah. Okay. No, so then
not.
I give you, then you get 8.
Because
you did
fine.
Name several,
that.
You know, parks.
I'll take that. I felt like I was like consistently popping one out, even though it took a while and there were some stalls.
Right.
I'm fine with
that. I mean,
that.
But you did fail. So.
Wow.
Just,
okay.
Let's just keep it
real that
keep
I didn't
real.
Win. No, you're
right.
You're
you didn't
right.
win.
Well,
you got 8 and you said you could do 12.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the next category?
You don't do musical instruments?
Boring.
What?
Who listens to music?
Okay. Wow. Your dogs is my musical instruments.
Well, then let's go.
Okay. I could easily name 10 in a minute.
I mean, I could name 15 in a minute.
Great. Let's do that. Okay.
You're doing it. Okay.
15. On your mark, get set, go.
Banjo, violin, clarinet, ukulele, guitar, electric guitar, saxophone, tuba, drums, tambourine. I have to do 5 more.
More than that.
No, because I'm at 10.
Yeah,
I'm at 10. Piano, cello, harp. Recorder, accordion, done. 5, 15.
The hell?
I mean, you could have done more than 15.
You're good at this, though.
You could have done
really
more than 15.
Just like snappy, snappy, snappy. Could you have done 8 monuments?
Yourself. I could have done 8 monuments. Wow. Nah, I don't know if I could have done 8 monuments. I don't know. I actually don't know. I don't know what a monument is, turns out. So I... when you were going down the Washington DC path and you said the White House and whatever, I was like, oh yeah, of course. That would have never occurred to me. Wow. I don't know. I don't think I could have done 8 monuments.
You want to do pop stars?
Yeah.
Okay. Gosh, I think we need to shoot high here. I think I could name 30 pop stars in a minute.
Go. That's a lot. Your lips got to be moving. 30 pop stars?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
I'm marking it down. Go.
Okay. Justin Timberlake, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, JoJo, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Ariana Grande. Shit. Help me out. Charlie XCX, Chapel Roan. Oh my God. I'm going blank. Hold on.
Can you think of like openers for Taylor? Would that help? No.
No.
Okay, never mind.
Ed Sheeran. Who are the Shawn Mendes? He's kind of like a pop star. Yeah. I feel like that's fine. Bono, Coldplay. These are all pop
stars. Those are pop stars?
I don't know, dude. I'm just
I feel like you're getting a little loosey goose over there.
It's fine. Celine Dion, I feel like, is fine. What? Oh, Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa's
pop
good.
Stars. Beyonce. Oh, now I'm she's on the internet. On okay, now no, she's I'm on not. The internet.
Katy Perry.
Okay.
Harry Styles.
Yep.
Where am I at? I feel like I have
you're
to be
at 19.
20.
No, you're at
no!
19. All right. So if you are struggling like Colleen did with this challenge.
He does it.
We've got just the thing. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. And listen, there's a lot going on right now, whether you're struggling with big or small things, but it's also important to, you know, just sit in the gratitude, feel grateful for all the good things in your life when you're struggling. And even if that good thing is your therapist and you're paying them, here's what I am a massive fan of therapy. It has been a mainstay in my life for years because even when I'm not struggling, they just help me understand myself better. They help kind of just show me my brain, show me my triggers, help me understand how I operate in the world. And then I can love myself and other people better. So whether you're working through something major or working through something minor, therapy has been my answer for all of it. I love BetterHelp for the fact that it is done entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and then suited for our schedule, whatever we need. You're just going to go online, fill out a brief questionnaire, you'll get matched with a therapist. And then if you don't vibe with that therapist for any reason, you can switch at any time, no additional charge. Makes it super easy, super convenient. And now we've got no excuse to find an open sounding board to express gratitude or express your, dang it, man, this is tough.
You got it.
No, I'm saying that's what I mean. Like maybe you're expressing like, dang, life is tough. Oh. Like, Colleen's my therapist, as it turns out.
I was giving you
she's
a
like,
thumbs
you got
up.
It. You're nailing I it. I'm like, no, I know. I nailed
up.
It.
You got
I
it.
I did nail it.
You're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah.
Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sip today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever noticed this.
What?
I think about it every time we read. And there are certain ads that we read for that we have to spell out the URL.
Right.
And it like makes sense because, you know, you're like, okay, one little letter off. But I thought about when it makes you spell it out, like Uncommon Goods, you don't have to spell that out. Just at uncommongoods.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one you have to spell out BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. And I've thought, why do we have to spell it? What are they thinking?
Right.
Like, what could someone be hearing?
Right. What do you
and
think
And I feel
hearing?
Like what they could be hearing
what?
Is better hell. You know what I mean? It's like this is therapy.
Could you imagine?
And we're sending you to better hell. We can't guarantee life is going to get great, but it could, you're living in hell and it could just be
a little bit
better.
Better.
A little bit better of a hell.
We're going to take the edge off.
Have you ever thought about that?
Not once. Not once. Not a
because every time I read it, I think.
Not a single time.
Well, yeah, we got to spell that out because otherwise we're sending people to better hell. And just imagine you're listening to this. We've convinced you. You're listening to the ad and you say, actually, that sounds good. And then you go to type it in. You say, betterhell.com.
I do
That's
think
all
though,
I'm looking for.
Better hell is a brilliant name.
Thrilled. Yeah. But it's got to be for like someone going through a divorce. If I was a divorce lawyer, because that's going to be hard. Divorce is never going to be good. But we can make your hell a little bit better.
BetterHell.com.
You know what I mean? I can't believe you never thought about that, because I think about it every time. I'm like, what could they miss?
Have.
Well, here we are.
Brilliant. All right. What's our next one?
Okay. So I'm thinking that we should do Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And I feel like.
Are we doing a team approach or what?
No.
Oh.
I already saw all the answers.
Okay. So I'm on my own. You're on your own. I always have been.
You're on your own, kid.
I'm worried
that. And you can make it.
I'm worried that I'm going to fail and then embarrass myself in front of all of our listeners because I've had
game
a tough
experience.
Go yeah. so
You've
far
been
this
in better
episode.
Hell. This is going to be a little bit better for you, I think. You know, like you'll might still land in hell, but it's going to be a little bit better. Because as I was watching them do this, I knew a lot of the answers and I don't retain things. I do feel like you have a good trivia brain. Okay. I feel like you pay attention to shit. I think you can nail this.
Okay. All right. Put me to the
test. And the reason I want to do it is because Travis, this is just another inch closer to Taylor.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm beaming up. I'm ready.
Here we go. BetterHell.com. Number one, what is the capital city of France?
It's Paris.
Final answer?
Yes.
Paris. That's Paris. Hold on.
That one. That was no doubt about it.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
I want to say five.
Final answer?
No. I feel like that. Five is five. No, five is pentagon.
Oh, yes.
Hex is six. Hex is six. Final answer.
Yes. 2 points. Who painted the Mona Lisa? And go with your gut on this one. Because you know it. Literally think of any artist and it's probably this guy. Girl. Da Vinci. Whoever.
Well, I almost said Van Gogh. But that's Ooh, Starry Night.
That's not Starry Night. And that's not the Mona Lisa.
Yeah, I got it right though. Okay. You're weirding me out with the final answer thing, by the way.
Well, that's what I'm
Because I
for.
Can't read your face. Like I can't.
What is the largest planet in our solar system?
I feel like it's probably one of the gassy ones.
I don't even know what gassy means.
There's gassy planets.
Uranus. Yeah. Well,
okay.
That makes sense.
Let's relax.
Okay. Now I know what you mean by gassy. Got it. Uranus.
Saturn. Neptune.
She says,
I feel like Jupiter's
okay,
big.
Relax.
I feel like Jupiter.
Final answer?
Sure. No way!
She's 4 for 4, folks! She's 4 for 4.
Let's go.
Which continent is home of the Amazon rainforest?
South America. Final answer.
Not even a question.
No doubt about it.
Not even. Whoa. Okay.
Just count it.
Got it.
Swish.
What is the... This one I did not know.
Okay.
This one threw me and I wouldn't have gotten it. Okay. What is the chemical symbol for the element gold?
AU.
Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you on AU. Google? How do you know that?
I know that. I took chemistry. It's right.
Well,
right?
So did I. Is but I right? didn't keep it in a
is
freaking
it right?
steel trap in my brain. Yes,
yes,
it is. This one's a gimme. This one's like not even... Who doesn't know this? But I guess maybe in fifth grade you didn't. I don't know.
Okay.
Who wrote the play Romeo and Juliet?
Shakespeare. Done.
Done. Final answer. Done. Colleen sounds bored to tears.
No, I'm nervous. I'm not going to get the last two. I have two
There's
more?
Three.
One more. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Whoopsies. Yeah. You are in a better hell right now, my friend. What is the process plants convert sunlight into energy?
Photosynthesis.
Final How do you answer? Know that? How do you, is this another chemo? Oh, I did chemistry.
I'm Googling everything so fast. Did you not know that one?
No, I didn't know that one.
Okay. Well, wow. Tonight's this moment, this game is, this is my time to shine.
Your redemption. This is your redemption song. Okay, what is the longest river in the world?
Nile. Final answer.
I don't understand how you're doing this.
Well, done. Is it right?
Well done.
Is it right?
And then here.
Oh my God. One more. Am I going to A plus this?
How many continents are there in the world?
Seven.
10 for 10, guys. She went 10 for 10. How many did you guys know? Did you know all of them? I want to know, at what point do I become dumber? Because I still feel like I got a passing grade, but there was two that I didn't know.
You got a B.
I got a B. But like at some point you put me in like, am I smarter than an eighth grader? Probably not. Am I smarter than anybody in high school? Absolutely not.
Right.
At some point things fall off quickly.
Especially the AU part.
It's a cliff.
Then a fifth grader. Oh, thank you, darling. Chris is bringing
how? Me a little more. I can't believe you knew AU.
Yeah.
You just remember that? What if I named any other, like, what's the chemical symbol for mercury?
ME. Right?
Wow.
Is mercury ME? I don't know. I remember gold.
Why?
Symbol.
This is wildly impressive.
Yeah. Oh, mercury's HG.
Oh.
Well, turns out.
Turns out.
But didn't you have to memorize the periodic table of elements?
Yeah, but for what? We also had to do math without a calculator, and I've never done it since.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, why did we have to learn anything about anything? Why did I need to, unless I'm going to be an architect, I don't need to know about angles and obtruse convex lines.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we know any of the things that we learned in school.
Maybe it was on the trivia that I've done.
You know what they didn't teach us? How to fucking buy stock and make money and invest your shit.
Yeah. No, that's
true. They also didn't teach us how to feel emotions or have a conversation and communicate with people.
I
learned a bunch of shit that I don't know about.
More of like hobbies classes too. Like I wish I would have, I know this sounds really whatever, but I wish I would have taken like knitting, like things to do with my hands, just more
didn't
art
you have to do
or
something. It was like home ec.
I didn't have to do home ec.
Woodworking or something. It was like shop, home ec. Because I feel like there was cooking, like shop, which was like woodworking, the things you're saying. And then there was like art class or something. Those were like the three. And then there was music and stuff.
I did music. I wish I would have done more of the like handsy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woodworking.
Yeah. Oh, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Art.
You know what I mean?
Because those are the things I want to do now.
Mm-hmm.
Like right. Instead of just be on my phone. Like I want to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to knit, if I want a knitted thing as much as I want something in my hands that is relaxing or therapeutic or something when I'm like watching TV that's not my phone.
I feel like we need to do a segment that is like, how do you know you've gotten old?
This
because
moment.
There's a like that, right? The fact that I wish I would have knitted more is something. The fact that I enjoy watching 60 Minutes is something.
Oof.
You know what I mean?
Watching the floor, that feels
very old thing to do. Also celebrating, you know, a new sink in your kitchen or something like that.
Yeah.
Or like getting a good night's sleep and going to bed early. Like stuff like that. I think we should bring, like, here's 10 things I know. We're not in Kansas anymore.
I'd also genuinely like to know people's hobbies that they do, like, after the kids go down, if they're not watching TV or on their phones. Book reading,
nobody
I feel like, is a really
hobbies.
Good one. I know it. So, like,
everybody's on their phones. But, yeah, book reading is a good
there,
one. Puzzles. People puzzle.
Puzzle's nice. But I want to be, like, relaxed on the couch a little bit. Like, that's part of the allure of knitting is you can just, like, be lounging.
Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh. You know? But
right, where puzzle, you're still, like, focused.
Even the diamond art, when I went to diamond art this last week and you're hunched.
And it's not like the thing about knitting that would be nice is that you can multitask. Like you could be knitting while you're watching a show.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're doing the diamond art, you kind of got like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're more focused. You got to like
what
look at the number.
What are people into? Email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. We'll make this a hangover topic as well as how many of those answers from the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader segment did you get right? And then Ash, that other game that you had, let's take that to Patreon because I want.
Or next Tuesday.
So Chris and I, like sometimes we'll get crumble cookies.
Yeah, yeah.
And the genius of crumble cookies is that they change the menu up every week. That right there is so cool.
Very good marketing on their part.
This is like a little rant moment and we're headed that direction anyway. So that'll just get us there. We're taking the rant exit is that we live in a neighborhood with lots of other houses and we're right by two freeways.
Yes.
Okay. So we should have no issue having delivery here. But right. somehow, I don't know if it's still the age of the neighborhood, it's relatively new, we're in this vortex, this delivery vortex where Crumble will not deliver here.
Oh.
Neither will most pizza places. Like, we have a very difficult time. Like, we'll get Postmates or Uber Eats or things like that, but we can't get the places.
Because you guys are very central, I feel like.
Very central. Very, as central as it gets.
That should be a rant. I can't believe a rant on top of this. That is a rant. 10
minutes in every direction. We have like all the major things. Anyway, every once in a while, Chris will drive to get us Crumble and bring it home.
Right.
And then we'll try some of the things if they look good. And we'll put together little plates that are like little sample platters as we do. And then what we do is we do this game where we try all the different things. And then I try and guess what his favorites are.
Yeah.
I rank them for him. I said, you liked the chocolate chip and the thing and then this and then that. And then your least favorite was this. And then he does the same for me. And that's what that game feels like.
Yes. And do you guys get it right most of the time?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes there's little plot twists of, you're not going to believe I'm going to say this, but I liked the key lime, you know, and that's how we get our rocks off.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we get our rocks off. Again, this is how you know you're old. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's one you could bring.
Turning all right,
well, let's land the bird. Let's rant. So that's not your rant?
No, my rant is there is a lovely person who I dropped Ben off at school. And then it's like this sweet little thing. He has a classmate that he walks in with every morning and he waits for her. And then I talk with her mom every morning for a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. And we were talking and she was basically saying how her daughters have like an Amazon Fire tablet.
Yeah.
To like,
which Amazon Fire tablet should be a rant in and of themselves.
That is actually my rant.
Oh,
that is my rant.
Yeah.
She's like, but so we've had them for a while, and Chris has said these things are impossible to set up. They suck.
Freaking hate them. Yeah.
The system, like the operating system that it has, it could not make less sense.
There's user friendly is they never considered it. They never crossed their brain. Like, should we make this easy for people to use? That never crossed their brain ever.
No. And Chris did all the setup for them for like just the reason we bought these was for Hawaii, for the plane ride and just having their own device to like watch a show. We had downloaded shows. They were just for shows. That's all we've used them for. And Chris is pretty good at things like this. And I remember the night before Hawaii, he was like getting them set up and he was like, these things suck.
Awful.
They suck. Mm-hmm. And then like every once in a while, we'll go on a trip where he's like re-downloading stuff and like thinking, oh, maybe I can tweak it or whatever. And then he's like, they suck. So anyway, I'm talking to this person and anyway, we're talking about stuff and she's like, oh, my daughters have the Fire tablets. She's like, they have a little radio on them.
Mm.
And she's like, they love having dance parties and they like have a kid station radio. Yeah. So like, you know, everything's okay. Like all these things. I thought, oh, well, maybe that's a really easy way to like, because we basically, whenever we're not going on a trip, we power these things down as fast as we can and put them away.
Yeah, because they're a headache.
So I busted them out and I thought, I'm going to try and find this radio. But I'm also going to make sure that if I'm just giving them something that it's safe, right?
Right.
So I Googled like how to set up an Amazon Fire thing and went in and tried to like set everything up, to put all the right controls on it, to not allow them free access to like Alexa or purchasing or the web or like all the things. And I swear I spent 4 hours trying to do this and got absolutely nowhere. Mm-mm. I like downloaded a couple apps that I thought would be good, like some Spanish things for Ben and whatever. And then the apps wouldn't work. So then I Googled it and there's this whole tech thread of like, oh, this is this glitch in Amazon Fires and just make another profile and set everything back up again and then do a reboot. I've rebooted that thing so many times and have gotten nowhere. And then I thought, and then we have a Spotify family plan. So I like go to try and find, they have like Spotify Kids. I went to download Spotify Kids. Amazon doesn't play nice in the sandbox with Spotify because it's a competitor. So they won't. So they'll only give you Spotify, not Spotify Kids app to download.
Oh,
anyway,
my gosh.
Whatever. This is boring. But the bottom line is like, I could not believe how bad it was.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I just finally, because you're like, well, it's so much cheaper than an iPad. And so it's like, well, we're going to do that. That's where we started too. And then I used to get so frustrated. And what would happen all the time is John is usually the driver and I'm a passenger princess, you know?
Right.
But when you have kids, passenger princess is actually not that fun because right. they need you all of the time. And so he would be driving and Rev would have, this was like before Mac. I mean, Mac was there, but he wasn't watching tablets, I don't think. And I didn't know how to do it. And I would get so freaking frustrated. And I'm the only one that can fix it because John's driving. And I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing it. And so then I finally just bought, you know, like a, because iPads, you can get them that aren't that. I just got like a iPad Refurb, mini, yeah. low memory or whatever. Like there's no storage. I don't store anything on it. And then we just use that and I get a case for them because yeah. I can use that. That's very easy. But I would get so frustrated and it could not help. It's like learning a new language.
Yes.
But I don't have time to learn a new language.
No.
When I'm in the middle of a road, you know, I've got a few other things happening.
Yes.
So I hear ya. I freaking hear ya.
Yeah. And I talked to her today. I was like, what's the radio thing? And she's like, oh, it's through Amazon Kids, which is just, that makes a lot more sense that it would have been very easy if I had purchased the Amazon service.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't want to have to purchase another service.
No.
Especially, I don't want to give them money.
Mm-mm. When they have to get all of our money.
Made it easy for me to get.
Amazon gets everything.
They get everything. What's your rant?
My rant kind of goes back to your crumble cookie not delivering to the right, but it's not that. It is user error. I do this a lot. I am flying through life at a maximum velocity speed at pretty much all times.
Yes.
And so multiple times I have booked flights for the wrong weekends, wrong days, like the exact flight I need, but a week later or a week earlier, whatever. Oh my God. So many times.
What's crazy to me is that you don't have anxiety.
No, none.
Like that you go that fast and you move that quickly and you're decisive and you move, but you're not doing it coming from an, like usually when people are like, do,
no.
They're anxious.
Oh my God. No. So today, Rev wants P.F. Chang's. She's obsessed with teriyaki chicken.
That's cute.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I like P.F. Chang's. Sure. Mac likes the noodles. So we're here. She asked me for teriyaki chicken yesterday. And I was like, we don't have to, because it takes an hour to deliver it to us. You know, it takes forever. And it's like, we don't have time. So I'll order that tomorrow. So I order it today. I think I've checked the box. I say, food is ordered. And I have my friend Lindsay's over, right? So we're like hanging out. And I don't like to be on my phone when I'm with people because it's rude. Whatever. So I'm like on there and I'm quickly doing it. But I had pulled up the PF Chang's app yesterday to order. And I was like, well, it says it's going to be like 60 minute delivery or whatever. So I'm like, we can't be doing that because it's bedtime and blah, blah, blah. So I had it yesterday set for delivery, but I didn't, I guess, double check. So I placed the order and then Matt comes in. He's like, what, when's the food going to be here? I said, oh, this time, whatever. And then he comes again, they check, whatever. And then I look up, pull up the tracking and it says, oh, your order was ready for pickup at 6:08 and it's 6:45 now. I'm like, shit, that was dinner plans. And it's if I do another order for I got to wait another hour. But when you order through PF Chang's, it's not like they have a delivery driver. They outsource their delivery to like DoorDash or Uber Eats or something like that, right? So I called them and I was like, hey, is there any way we can get this delivered? And they're like, no, we can't. And then I'm like, well, now their heart is set on this. So what do I do? And I was like, John's like, well, I can go pick it up, but it's 20 minutes there, 20 minutes. So it's another 40 minutes anyway. You know, it's a pain in the, and all that it came down to was user error.
No, what'd you do?
So I ended up, he said, well, they got me on the phone with the manager and he was like, well, I can refund the order. I can't like get it delivered, but I can refund the order and you can replace it. So that's what I did. And then I just told them like, hey, if you need a snack. So we got them snacks to buy the time. Mm-hmm. But I do shit like that a lot. Like I execute well a lot too. So I have confidence in my ability to get shit done.
Yeah.
Which I think is also why I just like submit things without double checking. I'm just right. I can do this. And then I can't. I can't. And then I have to like rebook our flights, or I book a rental car at the wrong airport or whatever. Like, it's crazy. I do make these kinds of things. Or I'll book a hotel for the, we'll check in at the hotel. Like, we don't have you. And I'm like, I pull it up and it's like the wrong weekend, like, well, or the wrong city this. Or something.
No,
like,
yeah. Yes, ma'am.
They're like, yeah, you fucked up once again.
This is exactly what's happened.
And so today I did it again. I did the pickup when I meant delivery. Yep. Here we go. Wow. Onward, you know, crisis averted, but just, and here's the thing. I won't learn from it.
Yeah.
I'll do it
no,
again.
No, it's not about learning though.
Mm-mm. No.
It's just what's going to happen at the speed you move.
I am who I am. Did you see me try to move my Christmas tree the other day?
No.
So I bought a 9-foot, well, I have a 9-foot tree, but we have 12-foot ceilings. And I thought, well, is 12-foot tree like too big? Yeah. Everyone voted no. So I said, well, I'm going to get a 12-foot tree. But then 12-foot tree was sold out. So I decided to decorate the 9-foot. I said, well, I'll get the 12-foot tree next year. 12-foot, I decorate the tree next day. No, I decorate the 9-foot tree next day. 12-foot tree comes in stock. I say, boom, I'm buying it, because it's been sold. It sells out every time it comes. Boom, I'm buying it. Problem is, now I've got a decorated tree. And I need that decorated tree to be in another room, because the 12-foot tree won't fit in the front room. John says, well, I'll help you. And I say, great. And then he says, I'm playing pickleball till 11. I look at my watch. It's 11:45. I say, I'm not waiting one more single solitary second. I get down there. I unplug the tree. I start sliding. Oh, I can't believe you didn't see this, because I filmed it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was just going to at least be entertaining. I did not think what would happen, but it happened.
Oh, my
God. I slide it. I say, okay, not so bad. I'm getting my bearings, right?
Okay.
So I start pulling from the base and I'm moving slow, but I'm like, okay, now I've got a feel for the, okay. So I start moving and I'm moving. And then I thought, well, I only decorate half of my tree. I don't know who the people are that are decorating the side for the wall, but I only decorate half. So I have to rotate the tree so that the decorated half goes to the back, right? Obviously. I'm rotating it and I start pushing it. Timber, boom, falls over. And the thing that is funny, a lot of funny things actually, is about 45 seconds later, John pulls into the driveway.
No.
And he walks in. And I didn't put it together. Like, as you come in from the garage, you can see down a hallway and I'm in the kitchen. And I said, we have a little problem. And he goes, I can see that, because he saw the tree just fall over on the ground, ornaments everywhere. And I'll do it again. That's the thing, is I will not learn from this. I will absolutely do something like this again. I don't need no help from nobody. But when I fuck it up, could you please help me clean it up? Thank you. Okay.
Is that still your first Aperol spritz?
Yeah.
Have you had any?
Well, I poured it
this
to the brim.
Entire episode?
What are you even talking about? How much wine do you have left?
I had Chris.
By the way, this is also like
more.
My third Aperol spritz.
Oh, fair.
You know what I mean?
Our rants and raves are so funny, because we rant about just the littlest things, and then sometimes our raves are.
No, I'm not going to do a rave, because I don't. My rave is not going to matter.
Just do your rave.
Following a rave. Okay. Well, the rave was just that I had a great time in Portland, and it was very fun to see your friend. Like when you. Have long distance best friends and then you get to see them and then it's like no time. It's just like your soul coming home, whatever.
Yes.
So that was very special. And we kind of talked all about it over on Patreon. But I know what your rave is going to be.
patreon.com/ you can sit with us. My rave, I'm just going to keep it on the lighter side of something heavy. But we had a passing in the family, and it just brings things into such clarity, truly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, of what a privilege it is to be on this planet with the people you love at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Really, truly how beautiful that is. And I don't want to sound, but it's been a very grounding day. And life is truly remarkable. It's truly remarkable, the souls that we get to be here with, and especially the people that we travel with for a long time. And today I was taking Ben to school and we're on our e-bike and I love it because we're outside, you know, and it's getting like dicey. We can't always do it because it's like super rainy some days. But today specifically, it was like there was all the trees are bright orange. The sky was blue, right? And I was just in that moment feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm so lucky. I don't know. It was just like, I don't know why it was about being on the bike. It was seeing the orange trees. It was seeing the blue sky. It was being with Ben. It was just like, man, you know, this is it. This is the moment. This is what we got.
What are we waiting for? Because this is life right here. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's never a there. It is always here.
Yeah. So anyway, we just got to like remember to appreciate it is really it.
Yeah. We're all on borrowed time, finite time, and there is so much good around us. We made the jokes about better hell, but like that's just a joke because really like there is so much heaven everywhere we look, you know?
Yep.
But we take it for granted. And then you have these big monumental moments where it does bring you back down to realize how good things are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just to appreciate it while you got it because this everything changes and leaves change and leaves fall. And I don't know. It's just and the not world to sound keeps corny. Everything keeps turning. This is what we got right now.
Speaking a little bit about spirits and souls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we have Erica coming and she wants to do some readings for some of you guys.
Yes.
And so what did she ask us to do? Like send email us if you have some things. Like email
find this really fast because my DMs are not your DMs, right? Like mine are really easy. She's like three down. Okay. So she said, I think it would be really cool if we got people to send in pictures and I can read them and tell people what I think. Yeah. And if I see anything in the photos, I've also had my producer set up a line where people can call in, leave messages and ask questions. Not so much readings, but just questions about spirit, spirituality. And that was a lot of fun. So how about email your questions at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. Anything you want. Just leave messages, ask questions. If you want to also send in pictures,
and you could also read them and tell people
what she thinks.
To our DMs, you could probably send like voice notes or something. And we could, instead of like having them call, because we don't have that line anymore, if you wanted to put it in a voice note, you could voice memo. You have 1 minute on Instagram and you can leave that. And then we can play that for Erica. So yeah, I don't know how many we'll get. And so I don't know how many we'll get to, but if you have anything, email youcansipwithus@gmail.com with a photo and she'll, you know, read it. Or if you have questions for us, you can email us or if you want to call in.
But do it really fast because like, this episode airs on Tuesday and we are recording with her Wednesday.
Yeah. You got to be on it.
Yes. Lightning speed. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 24 hours.
We love you.
You can sit with us always.
Always. We will see you
next Tuesday.
Bye.
Want more You Can Sip With Us? How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us or download the Patreon app. And search You Can Sip With Us, become a patron, $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.